Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Friday, May 7th, 2021. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, not everyone is happy that Elise Stefanik appears to have locked up the race to replace Liz Cheney. Number two, what the White House is watching on this jobs day. And number three, the legal drama between Eric Swalwell and Mo Brooks. All right, Jake, let's get into the number one story of the day. We've been covering it all week. Elise Stefanik, the New York Republican, appears to have locked up the race to replace Liz Cheney, who still, of course, hasn't actually been ousted, but that's all but sure to happen next week. But not everybody is happy.
Yeah, but let me just say one thing first. So, we've written that she has all but locked this up, but, you know, John Bresnahan, our other founder, co-founder, and I famously wrote right before McCarthy dropped out of the race in 2015 for speaker that he had locked up the race. So
it is very true. Leadership races are very can change on a dime.
Yeah, I think we gotta. Yes, I think that's right. So I just want to be careful and give myself a hedge here and say that, you know, not everybody who says they locked up a race has. But, you know, listen, Stefanik has absolutely made huge headway, and she only needs 107 votes to win this conference chair race. Now, Mike Johnson, the vice chair of the conference, who's already at the leadership table, has been complaining to everybody that will listen, anybody that calls him. He's been suggesting that she's not conservative enough. He's upset about the coronation of Stefanik, and he's been upset about the why the field was cleared for her. Now, this kind of bellyaching is common, and if Johnson doesn't like Stefanik and thinks she's not conservative enough or whatever, he could just get in the race and try to beat her. You know, this is a open race that anybody can get into. He seems to be indicating, although in his complaints, that he's right in that, you know, it'd be really tough to beat her at this point, right? She has the support of Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise. So, like, and also, he's a white dude from Louisiana. They've already got one of those in the leadership, and they're not going to, they don't want another one. Let's just be perfectly clear.
Well, I think what it reminds me of so much is all of the complaining that we used to hear all the time when Speaker Nancy Pelosi was trying to lock up her leadership battles. So many people wanted somebody younger. They wanted somebody who was different, a fresh face for the Democratic Party. And to your point, the rubber really hits the road. You have to put your name in the race in order for it actually to be a race. It's oftentimes a lot more easy to kind of grumble on the sidelines and complain and kind of throw stones than actually do the work that it takes. I do think, to your point, that things appear to be locked up but aren't always there. I think that's particularly probably true given the fact that House Republicans have been away. They've been back home on congressional recess. So there hasn't been a lot of the kind of crosstalk on the floor and some of that kind of necessary discussion that always happens when there are these kinds of leadership races. So certainly something that we're going to be watching closely going into next week. Let's move on to the number two story of the day, what the White House is watching on this jobs day. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good day for Joe Biden.
Yeah, so if the White House, I'm telling you what the White House is just focused on right now is if Biden is able to, if the economy adds 700,000 jobs, Biden will have reached 2 million jobs in his first 100 days. Big deal. That's a big deal. That would be the first president to ever do that. Although I'm sure you could find statistics that other presidents could say they were the first person to ever do that. But anyway, I'm just suggesting this is what the White House is watching. Why? Because they told me. I also think that if you kind of look at the economic picture, it's getting quite rosy for this administration. And of course, that's because the Congress in part has pumped like zillions of dollars into the marketplace and into the economy. But, it's a big day for the president, for the economy. And there's always a little bounce in your step on a day like this when there's good jobs.
Yeah, and I also just think it's important when you look at how much Joe Biden is basically selling his infrastructure plan as a jobs plan, right? I mean, if you remember, I thought it was kind of seared into my brain when he did his joint address where he used the word jobs 40 times to talk about, you know, what his agenda was all about. And as he sees himself as this transformational figure, as they try to pass these two massive packages when it comes to hard infrastructure and all the plus of that, you know, I think this is going to be something that they're going to go back to the well on a lot, and they can point to, hey, look, we actually are job creators, something that Democrats sometimes have a hard time doing.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the day. This is just some real congressional intrigue that I find fascinating. The legal drama between congressional Democrat Eric Swalwell and Mo Brooks. What is happening there?
Yeah, so Swalwell's suing, I think, basically every Republican, but he's suing Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Mo Brooks, and I think Rudy Giuliani for, in his view, inciting the insurrection on the Capitol on January 6th. He's actually physically served or has gotten the service waived for all of the people besides Mo Brooks, and he can't get find Mo Brooks. They've hired, and you should read this in Punch Bowl News this morning, but he's hired a private investigator to find Mo Brooks. The lawyer has called the office. He keeps trying to serve Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks will not waive service and will not be found, basically, for service of this lawsuit. And you know, that's a problem, because when you're suing somebody, as many people know, you need to serve them with the complaint. And Brooks is dodging it.
It's going to be one to watch. I can't wait to see them on the House floor. Will it come to a head there?
Why didn't you just be like,
try to serve him with papers?
Yeah, why didn't you just be like, hey, dude, I've been trying to find you.
I mean, it's pretty stunning to me, the weird dramas of the House of Representatives. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a rating and review. You can also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.